Here's a thought I'll title, They're Not All Winners. I know, it's painful to admit this, but some of what we produce doesn't wear well over time. I have a number of images that I was absolutely passionate about in my 20s and 30s. Now I look at them and scratch my head and say, what was I thinking? And it's not only a factor of not wearing well over time, but the real truth is, nothing we produce connects with everyone who sees it. So that gives us sort of a double whammy. Some images we love don't connect with other people, and we say, why not? Some images we love connect with us or somebody else over time, and then eventually wears out. So what does this tell us? Well, I think it gives us one very strong lesson, and that is precisely why there's virtue in producing a lot of work. And beyond that, in the nature of an anthology. Said another way, you probably have more than one interest in life, more than one location you enjoy visiting, more than one style of photography you like doing. So why not pursue all of them? In turn, maybe not simultaneously, and maybe some trends come and go in your life over the decades that you're practicing photography. But if you produce an anthology of work that is always done to the very best of your abilities, it not only keeps your creative juices flowing, but also provides your audience a better chance of finding something that they can connect with and connect deeply. I'm always kind of amazed when I show people a body of work, how different their responses are, particularly if I'm showing work to a group of people. And one person will pipe up and say, well, this is fantastic, I love this piece. And someone else will say, oh, but this one is the one that I like. And even amongst our friends and family, there's no unanimity about what we've produced being a winner. So maybe I should retitle this Here's a Thought commentary and not call it They're Not All Winners, but maybe it's more accurate to say they're all winners and they're all losers, depending on when and who happens to be looking at them. Where does that leave us? Leaves us precisely in the middle of productivity. Just do the work and recognize that whatever you produce isn't going to be considered a winner or a loser universally, isn't going to be considered a winner over time universally, not even in your own opinions, because you'll have different sensibilities when you're in your 70s than you did when you were in your 20s. At least we hope so. We hope there's been some growth, some maturity, some artistic journey that's taken us somewhere new and different than what we were doing in our 20s. To me, it sort of comes down to a game of statistics. If I show you one photograph or one small project, and that's all you have to choose from, you may give it thumbs up or thumbs down, depending on how it connects with you, and when I show it to you, and maybe even what your mood is. But if I show you 10 pieces of work, isn't it statistically more likely you'll find something you connect with? What if I show you 100 pieces of work? And the same could be said if I produce one photograph or one body of work as compared to 10 photographs or 10 bodies of work or 100. There is an encouraging form of mathematics on our side. The more work we produce and the more variety of projects we engage.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.